Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Labors for Christ, Word Life Center, Spiritual Growth and Development. We are so glad that you have joined us this evening for our midweek Spiritual Growth and Development class. We are excited this month of June. We have guest presenters along under the leadership of our ambassadorial prophet, Michael Henderson, sharing a powerful prophetic insight for leaders and teachers in the body of Christ in this 21st century. Prophetic counseling, deliverance, prophetic outreach that give us the wisdom and empower us to reach the hearts of those in the community, in our city, and across our nation and in this world. You know that Labors for Christ, Word Life Center, is a global ministry, one soul at a time. That is the focus of our harvest. That is the desire of our heart, and that is the vision of our apostle and visionary who has established Labors for Christ Word Life Center. We're in our 13th year as an apostle under the apostolic anointing of Apostle Chanet. We have been open to the body of Christ as a worship center for 23 years, and Apostle has been in the ministry for 33 years, bringing heaven's cadence, heaven's sound, heaven's impartation and empowerment to the people of God, preparing us to be vessels of honor that have been surrendered to the anointing, to the gifting under the power of the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus Christ. So we are so glad that you joined in with us. We are excited, and we always say that, but it is not just rhetoric. Our souls are excited about what God is doing and how he is communicating to us. He yet speaks, and he speaks to a people that heart has been prepared for him. And so we are excited. We have a spiritual, eternal excitement about, first of all, being used by a holy and a mighty God that has a phenomenal plan for mankind that is beyond our understanding, for his love has caused him to sacrifice his son so that we will be back in a perfect fellowship with him. And so we will relinquish the floor and your time. We turn it over to our ambassadorial prophet, and we thank God. Prophet?
Yes. Thank you, Overseer. Appreciate you. Good evening, Blog Talk family. As Overseer has already said, we are definitely excited that you are joining us for our Wednesday Spiritual Growth Development and Biblical Training. We understand that it is your investment in yourself, and so we appreciate you yielding to the person of the Holy Spirit and allowing yourself to partake every week. And so it is our prayer that you are always being blessed by what God is downloading in our heart, what God is downloading to us, so that we can upload it in your heart, so that we can see God's miraculous plan released in the earth. This week, we will continue in our series as we talk about the prophetic through the prophetic through counseling or prophetic counseling. Let's continue the conversation and excavate the Word of God, and let's take a deeper, intimate look at this inspiring and powerful teaching. We are excited about the transformation and what we believe will be prophetic breakthroughs that you experience in your home, in your community, in your city, and in your sphere of influence within a set of mountains. As always, your participation is very important to the development of the teachings and trainings. The expectation is for you to participate, engage, ask questions, and implement the teaching in your personal and public lives. I am excited about what God will download in our hearts today, and it is our confession over you, and it is our belief that you will walk away with revelation, restoration, maturation, manifestation, and the mantles of the prophetic anointing will fall on your life. We decree and declare that you will walk in your prophetic destiny. And according to Philippians 1 and 6, we are confident that the Creator will not stop in mid-design, but will keep perfecting you until the day Jesus, the anointed, our liberating King, returns to redeem the world. I am also excited about our special guest, our friend, our brother, our partner to the ministry, our 2020 candidate, elect elder, Carter Thomas, who is also a part of this teaching, who is sharing with us from his own gifting and anointing and his experience. As we stated last week, he is a prophetic counselor. He has his own business. He is part of the business mountain in his sphere of influence. He is a market. He is being ordained this year as a marketplace leader in the gifting and calling of an elder. He has been doing ministry. Oh man, he actually is one of the first who took part of the development of AEN. He was one of the genesis of the beginning of the AEN and what took place in Toledo. And so we're going to have him to briefly tell his story about that and how this the movement of the AEN launched a movement inside of him. So while we are preparing to read a scripture and pray, we encourage you to grab your Bible, grab a pen and journal, and let's begin to scribe together what we are hearing the Lord say as we share and continue to maturate as a community and believe in God for a fresh wind of His Spirit and power to be released over us tonight. I'm going to read again my 1 Peter 5:8-11 scripture. I got on a little late, so I don't know if Overseer read our June declaration. I'm going to read it again. Did you read it, Overseer? I know I could. Took me a minute to get in.
No, sir. No.
Okay, so
no,
we're going to read our declaration prayer as our portion of prayer, and then we will begin this awesome teaching. 1 Peter 5:8-11 out of the Message verse says, "Keep a cool head, stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. You're not the only ones plunged into these hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before the generous God who has created plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, will have you put together and on your feet for good." He gets the last word. Yes, he does. He gets the last word. Amen. I love that scripture. Amen. All right, so our month of June in prayer and declaration, we are declaring the name of God, El Ray. It is the God that sees me, Genesis 16:13. And our June prayer and declaration reads, "I decree and declare that June is my healing month. I will walk in divine healing according to Exodus 15:26. You are, I am the Lord who heals you, your physician. I decree my body is healed, my emotions is healed, my soul is healed, and my mind is healed. I release my faith and decree this month I am healed from my past, I am healed in my present, and I am healed in my future. I declare every week in June is a celebration. I will celebrate the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I pray Zechariah 4 and 6 over any weapons that will form in the month of June. Then he answered and said to me, saying, this is the word of the Lord to me and my family, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts, will you walk in victory in the month of June. I decree promotions, divine intervention, and salvation this month. I pray for a fresh desire to know you more intimately in the month of June. I decree I will have peace, joy, and self-control in the month of June. I will live in the good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing blessings of the Lord in the month of June. I confess the name of God El Rey for the month of June. El Rey is the God who saw me in my past, sees in my present, and seeing my future. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, amen. That is our declaration. We pray that you are confessing it and you are being a part of it. You are sharing it with your family and your friends as well, so that they can also decree and declare that this is a month of healing. And I believe it's so prophetically accurate. Our city needs healing. Our nation needs healing. And someone right now, you need healing. And we decree that this is the month that God is eradicating some pain. He is erasing some reports of the doctors and giving you the report of the Lord, and you will walk in your divine healing. You will walk according to Exodus 15 and 26. Your bread, your water is blessed, and sickness cannot stay among you. Amen. Well, let's get started with our teaching. Elder Carter, why don't you go ahead and open us up and share, and let's begin to excavate the Word of God. Let's begin to have revelatory conversation, and let's dig in until we look at this inspired teaching as we talk about the prophetic through counseling. We are moving beyond just prophesying and limiting the prophetic to a prophetic word or to the office of a prophet, but we understand that we are a prophetic company. We are a prophetic community. We are a prophetic church. And so we walk in the awe-inspiring presence of God, and we yield our life to however he wants to move. We see him in the area of deliverance, and let's begin to talk about how we see him in the area of counseling. Elder Carter. Okay, we don't have Elder Carter. All right. So
he's on the line. Maybe he has his phone on mute.
Okay, maybe there's some technical difficulties due to the storms that are going past.
Not a problem. We will continue to move forward until we can get those technical difficulties worked out. So, you know, why this teaching? I want to keep reiterating and putting in our spirit. One of the things that we're looking at as we talk about us developing this prophetic lifestyle or living a life of what we consider apostolic and prophetic, we're talking about taking the prophetic ministry, moving it beyond just prophesying or seeing it through the lens of the office of a prophet. But we're talking about this lifestyle, bringing God to man and carrying man to God. What we're doing is we are embracing the inspired spirit of God that lives inside of us. He says, he hear me clearly, I'm off mute on my end, but we can't hear you. Not sure. So when prophetic people, when we begin to take this identity as an apostolic and prophetic people, we're not limiting who we are to our gift, or nor are we gift driven only. But we recognize that prophetic people are what we call God chasers. They are intentional, love-struck warriors who understand that God desires more of them, and they desire to give God more of them. And so when we start this conversation, when we start talking about looking at prophetic counseling, we want to talk about how we then begin to equip ourselves as prophetic individuals so that God could use us as essential workers, so God can use us within the realm of the marketplace, so that God can use us even within our homes. When we find individuals in crisis and we understand that we have the answer to crisis, which is Christ, we want to then begin to yield ourselves to the person and to the power of the Holy Spirit so that he can use us as instrument to bring about change, to provoke change. Now, we understand not everyone is counselors, but we do want us to understand that there is the spirit of the counselor that lives inside of us. So the Bible says that Jesus Christ, and that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in us. He is the Prince of Peace, and he is the wonderful counselor. And so there are solutions that lives within us. There are answers that lives within us to address the present time, to address people's past, and to also address the future. And so when we begin to – hello?
Amen. I said amen.
Okay. All right. So when we when God begins to bring situations, circumstances, tests, trials in front of us, it is us relying on the prophetic spirit of God who lives in us so that we may bring answers, we may bring solutions, we may bring direction, we may bring insight, we may bring inspiration, or even we can begin to prophesy in the realm of exhortation and encouragement so that that individual can then understand or know the plan and the purpose of God for their lives. Write down Ephesians 1:17-19. It simply says this. One of the things that Paul prayed for the Ephesians church was this prayer. He prayed, one version says, he prayed that their heart will be flooded with light, or the King James says that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened. So he prays that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened and open so that they may know the hope, that they may know the hope in which they live in Christ Jesus. And so when we begin to recognize that the spirit of the counselor lives in us, one of the things that we do is we then begin to operate in a place of intercession and prayer so that individuals, when they are struck with a crisis, when they are in the midst of a test or a trial, that the eyes of their understanding or their heart will be flooded with light so that they may know. You often hear this, that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But what if you are the light for the tunnel? What if God desires to use you in the realm of the seeking spirit of God so that individuals do not have to wait to the end of the tunnel to have light, but you are the light that will walk them through that tunnel? And that's part of what prophetic counseling, what prophetic coaching, what understanding that the prophetic spirit of God is. We're not waiting to the end of the tunnel to get to the light. We are the light oftentimes the individual have to walk them through the tunnel, or they themselves are light in the tunnel. And so oftentimes it is us yielding to the person of who God is to allow their hearts to be flooded so that they may know the hope that they're in the midst of the crisis, the test, and the trial. Elder Carter?
Amen. Amen. So y'all hear me now?
We hear
y'all
you.
Y'all hear me now? Oh, praise yes. God. Praise God. I was hearing everything at first, but we're here now, so praise God. the devil is a liar. He can't stop what God has set in motion. So that's a word for somebody right now. So what God has placed in motion, the enemy cannot stop. You know, God started it. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. So, again, just listening to the prophet, when we're talking about counseling, it's so important that we listen to what God is saying. There are many times when I'm in a counseling session and a person is talking and I'm listening to them because it's a skill that I have developed, right? But it's also an anointing on me being able to hear, right? So I can hear the person talking while at the same time listening to the Holy Spirit saying some things to me, being able to break some things down, being able to discern some things even as I'm listening to the person intently. And I know that's a gift from God because there's no way I could have been able to do anything like that. So I want to give you a scripture out of Proverbs. This is chapter 8, Proverbs 8, verse 32 through 35. This is Proverbs 8, verse 32 through 35. And the word of the Lord says, listen to my instructions and be wise. Do not ignore it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. So here it is. God is through Solomon is telling us we need to listen to him. Be wise. Do not ignore what he is saying to us. So when we talk about prophetic counseling, we're saying, I really need to hear from God. Right. And that's actually an excerpt from I have that scripture from an excerpt of a book that I wrote called a Counseling God's Way. And not only is it a booklet that I wrote, it's actually a training that I do in Ohio where people can get continuous education hours or CEUs, similar to what we're getting here. CTI is where we've taken classes to continue towards our development for certificates and diplomas and degrees. Well, as a licensed social worker, I had to have so many continuous education hours. But several years ago, I had started this training on counseling. It's called Counseling God's Way, right? I was working with my business partner, and we wanted to do something unique in the realm of counseling. And so we said, well, what should we call it? And neither one of us knew what to call it. But as soon as we admitted we didn't know what to call it, immediately God dropped in my spirit, Counseling God's Way. So after we did our first seminar, then I actually went back and wrote a booklet. And I'm reading some excerpts from the booklet. I had sent the prophet some a little late, but he is able to share it with y'all. It's no problem that he's sharing it with y'all. But we're just talking about counseling. Prophetic counseling is something I actually have wrote about, as well as apostolic counseling. Right. So when we're listening to what God has to say and we're waiting to hear from him, just like the scripture is saying, we're waiting on God. So like I was talking to somebody today in a counseling session, and I was saying, you know, do you pray on a regular basis? And the person was saying, no. I said, but you talk to your dad every day. He's like, yeah. You talk to your stepmom every day. He's like, yes. And so I'm saying, so, and the relationship is getting better because you're talking to them. And she admitted, yes. And so I said, this is similar to as far as our relationship to God. When we're praying, it's I'm saying something to God, and I'm listening to something from him. But then many times God is just talking to me because God is a speaking God. We serve a speaking God. Amen. And so when God is speaking, I'm listening. There's many times I could just be going about my day because I have a relationship, a strong relationship with God, that I could just be going about my day, and he'll just say something to me. And I'd be like, what you say? You know what I mean? That's how I talk to God. I'd be like, what did you just say? And he'll repeat what he said to me, but even when he repeats, he'll give me more than what he said the first time. So that scripture that I was listening, that I was reading to y'all, it says, listen to my instructions and be wise. Do not ignore it. That's Proverbs 8, verse 32. Do not ignore it. See, because since we've called to serve people, we are ministers. We're following in the footsteps of Jesus where he said, I did not come to be served, but to serve. And since we're in this position of servitude to serve the people that's in front of us and those people that's coming from the north, south, east, and the west, I have to listen to what God is saying to me, because the person that's going to be standing in front of me tomorrow, God has already prepared for you to even speak to him, right? So everybody that I feel that comes into my office, God sent them. From even the very first person that I counseled in Toledo, it was a Muslim. The very first person I counseled in my practice under Good Company Christian Counseling was the gentleman was professed to be a Muslim. He practiced Islam. So here it is. I had to listen to what God was saying to me in order to be able to serve this man. It didn't matter that he had a different faith than me. And I wasn't there to convert him. I was there to counsel him, to help him along his life journey. And that's what I did. Now, having some knowledge of Islam, I was able to talk to him about things that I knew was part of his belief system, right? I mean, I have a friend right now that's a Muslim that I still talk to on a regular basis, right? So here it is. I'm talking to this man, and I'm listening to God as far as what do I need to do to help this man that's sitting in front of me. So it was always about, God, what do you want? It wasn't about my agenda. I'm not there to convert this man. I'm there to help this man with the thing that he came into my office for. And so this is why it's so important that I'm listening to God, because if I go on my opinion, or I want to get somebody saved, or I don't feel a person is living right, or I'm being judgmental and critical of how a person is living, because even though, because one of the things that he came to me for was the fact that he had a drinking problem and he was having problems on his job, right? Well, I knew that as a Muslim, they don't believe in you being drunk and then going on somebody's job and being drunk and acting up. So I'm still talking to him about his prayer life and what does the Quran teaches him, and what has he learned from Allah? What is the tenets of Islam that he knows that he's supposed to be practicing? But I don't say it to him like that, but I'm saying, how's your life supposed to be? But this is all stuff that's coming to me from God, right? So he had a plan, and the plan was for him to keep his job, right? So his job actually made him come into counseling, and here it is. He was face-to-face with a Christian, all right? And so I had to hear from God as far as how to help this man, right? So I wanted to also read Proverbs 15 and 22 and Proverbs 11 and 14. So that's Proverbs 15 and 22 is the first one I'm going to read from the King James Version. And the next one is Proverbs 11 and 14. And these verses sound very similar, so I need you to listen. All right. Counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in a multitude of counselors, they are established. So we got the multitude of counselors. Your plans or your purposes are established. Different translations says, without counsel, your plans go awry or your plans fail. Right? But right here it says, purposes are disappointed. All right, Proverbs 11 and 14, it says, where no counsel is, the people fail. The people fail without counsel, but in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. The prophet had said something to me recently, and we was talking about, you know, prophecy, and one of the things it is that when I'm in a counseling role and there's an anointing released from me to help people feel safe enough to open up and share with me things that they may not have shared with anybody. I hear people say to me all the time, I've never told anybody this. I'm talking about people I'm meeting for the very first time. For the very first time, I have had people open up and say something to me, and I know it's the anointing for safety, because God has given me something to give to them so that they are able to open up and unlock some things that have been shut off and say some things that is literally giving them the ability to be free. As we as we listen to God and we're talking to people, we're helping them to fulfill the purposes for their life, the plans that they may have for their life and the plans that God has for their life, right? And then we also want the plans to be established. I'm quoting both verses here. We want the plans to be established, and we also want them to feel safe. And that's one of the things that's so important, to listen to God. I mean, listening is actually, again, it is a skill that can be developed, and there's an anointing to hear and to listen to what people are saying. There are many, last week I wasn't going to share this with y'all, but I'm going to share it with y'all now. So I'm in a counseling session with a family, and the young lady is really having some problems. I mean, she's really struggling with some things that have recently, some crisis she had walked into, right? So she said something, and when she said it, I heard it instantly in the spirit. I heard it instantly, and I said, "What did you say?" And so she repeated exactly what she said the first time. And soon as she said it, I could detect the evil spirit that was speaking through her. I could detect the evil spirit that was speaking to her, and I called it out for what it was, and it was a spirit of insanity that was trying to drive this young lady crazy. And when it spoke, it had a distinctive sound that the spirit of God that rests in me was able to detect, and I called it for what it was. And immediately you could see it on her face that I was saying the right thing, because the spirit that was backing her and that was pushing her to say things and to do things and to feel a certain way, it's like, oh my God, I've been unveiled, you know, like a prophet was saying. Is, you know, I've been unveiled. You know, I was hiding, and then, but I, you know, devil is cocky. Devil gets cocky. He think he can just say anything, and we ain't gonna do nothing. So that's what he was doing. He was speaking, and he was saying something. And when he said it, I heard it, and I called it out, and that girl was able to be set free. So I seen her yesterday, and she was saying since last week, her brain feels better, because it was attacking her brain, and she said she could feel the pressure on her brain, and it felt like she was going to lose her mind, but she could actually feel it. I'm talking about the natural part, her brain, she could feel it. And so if I wasn't trained to hear, and there was a certain anointing on my life to listen to what she was saying, I would not have been able to detect or be able to discern that spirit that was trying to destroy this young lady, right? I'm going to pause there for a second and ask Prophet if he has anything he wants to add.
No, thank you, Prophet. I mean, thank you, Elder. We would definitely enjoy that. Thank you for that testimony and for that enlightenment. That is the vein that we are talking about when we talk about yielding to you, allowing the prophetic to flow through the area of counseling. It is him identifying the anointing that's on his life as a counselor, but also him operating as a prophetic portal, understanding that he is under an apostolic and prophetic house, but he is also being licensed, elevated, and ordained in a apostolic and prophetic network. And because he is yielding to both the house and the network, he sees that gifting at work in his life. I was to just go back to Proverbs 8, just to continue to add Proverbs 8, that same verse out of the Passion Version says, "Listen to my counsel, for my instruction will enlighten you." And as Elder was talking, that word "listen" is actually translated here, understanding there's a difference between listening and also having an ear to hear. And so the proverb writer was declaring here, you know, here. Or you can also translate that word "receive." So he was saying, "Here, receive my counsel, for my instruction will enlighten you." And that is the same word that we open up with, because that word "enlighten" means to supply with light. It means to illuminate, as the sun enlightens the earth.
It also means to make clear to the intellect or the conscience. It means to shed the light of truth and knowledge upon. It means to furnish with increase of knowledge. It means to instruct. It means to enlighten the mind or the understanding. And so when we talk about this concept, we're not calling all counselors. What we are saying is, because we are apostolic and prophetic people, we have access to the spirit of the counselor that lives inside of us. And when we find ourselves, when we find ourselves addressing issues of crisis, if we will have hear, if we will have an ear to hear what the spirit of the counsel will say to us for an individual, we can instruct them, and as a result of instructing them, we will supply them with light. We will give an illumination as the sun enlightens the earth. And so you can operate as the sun, because you can operate as the S-U-N, because the S-O-N lives in you, and the earth, which is that earthen vessel, you can then begin to shine light or make clear to the intellect or to the conscious. And what Elder Carter, in his profession, because he has an ear to hear, what he did was he laid axe to the root of what was holding or was trying to hold this young lady in a stronghold, but he shed light on it. He brought clear conscience to the intellect of her mind. He illuminated her so that she can walk in divine freedom. And that is the angle that we want you to receive. We talked about last month how the prophetic is an operation and deliverance, because a lot of times what we do is because we have authority over the powers, we set people free, but we never walk them through the freedom. And so we want to begin to understand the importance of discipling individuals, and then also understanding what we said, you are the light for them at the end of the tunnel. We ain't getting to the end of the tunnel to get light. We are the light in the midst of the tunnel. And so we have to begin to understand that oftentimes when people come out of crisis, are made free, the key is to continue to cause them to walk in wholeness, which has been a theme of us forever, without being made whole. Another thing I wanted to point out was that word enlighten means to become bright again. And so I'm excited that God uses us to help individuals to become bright again. It is related to Job's 33:30, when Job now received recovered, when he now received restoration. Job was in light as a result of the restoration. He became light again as a result of God's restored plan. And so I want us to be stirred in our spirit to know that God wants to use us as restored paths. He wants to use us as places and people of restoration for individuals who will find themselves in the midst of sickness, in the midst of grief, in the midst of heaviness, in the midst of crisis. As we have an ear, as we listen, as we receive from the counsel, we can then instruct others to a place of light. Verse 34, it says, if you wait at wisdom doorway, longing to hear a word for every day, joy will break forth within you as you again listen or hear for what I'll say. If you wait at wisdom's doorway, longing to hear a word for every day, joy will break forth within you as you listen here for what I'll say. And that is our declaration right now. We pray that over you who are listening. if you would just wait at wisdom doorway, longing to hear a word, longing to hear that prophetic utterance for every day, joy is going to break out within you as you listen for what he will say. And that is what becoming this apostolic and prophetic lifestyle is about. It is us listening. And Elder Carter has said that in the beginning, you know, as he listens every day, joy breaks out. And what I like about the word joy, it is what they call a contagious word, meaning it has the ability to be spread. So joy is contagious. Joy spreads. And so when we allow the contagious spirit of joy to be released upon us, we spread it to others. It breaks out, and then others can operate in strength because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen. Amen. You know, again, here it is. Prophet and I, we had talked about some things, but that scripture I read, again, I read it out of the King James. He read it out of, again, the Passion, and then that word enlightened, because I didn't see it out of the Passion. But we didn't. So this is just him and I working together. We've worked together for several years now, right? We counsel each other. You know, when we're dealing with different situations in our life and in ministry, we talk to one another. So that goes back to that multitude of counsel, because I know he talks to the apostle and I talk to my apostle. So it's just, and I talk to other, all my friends are pastors. All my friends, the guys who that I'm really close to are ministers, right? So when Prophet and I talk and get together, things just seem to open up, right? So, again, I found that scripture in this booklet that I wrote a few years ago. I've written this book several years ago. And so I read that scripture. He read it from a different version, and you see what happened. He had already been talking about enlightenment. I read a verse, didn't even know that word was even in there. So these are the types of things that as we work together and as we, you know, pray one for another, as we war together, as we celebrate together, and as the word says, you know, we mourn with those who mourn and we celebrate with those who celebrate, you know. So as we have these life experiences together, it does something for us. It knit us together, you know, every joint supplying, as the scripture talks about. So, again, we want to really focus in on listening and hearing what the Spirit is saying. And I didn't mean to – I know y'all talking next week about deliverance, but it's so many times where I'm just counseling. This is, I mean, not just, but I'm there to counsel, and God would open something up to a person, but I'm always careful. So even when I did this with this young lady, her parents was there, right? And so they've been trained in healing and deliverance as well. And I know this, again, because he's, you know, because I know him, you know. So, you know, Toledo ain't that big. So when you have certain people that go into the same circles where we talk about the prophetic and we talk about counsel and we talk about healing and deliverance. So I had already had known them, you know, and that's why they said, well, let me, this is who our child needs to see, right? So it's so important that we stay in tune and that we wait at the doorway and listen. And it's a daily walk, you know, just like he talks about his mercy and compassion is new every day. You know, I wake up and I command my morning. And when I go to bed, I command my night, you know, so that even in my night time, I'm, you know, God is still speaking to me, and I'm, you know, I'm getting things through dreams, and then I wake up and I'm saying, okay, God, what was you trying to say to me when I was sleeping, right? So God has given me and trained me and anointed me to be able to interpret dreams, right? So because of that, he talks to me a lot, and he keeps that skill sharp, as it talks about in Hebrews 5:14, where it says it's the exercise and growing and strength, eating that meat that the gift becomes stronger. We got to practice it. So this is one of the things that is about prophetic counseling that I love. One of the things that the prophet has said, when AEN came together, and the genesis of it was in Toledo. I actually was the opening speaker of that conference, but then I was there and I watched how God was bringing these ministries together and touching and anointing and blessing people in such a mighty way. But God had already been speaking to me months before that day. And so when I was sitting there in that atmosphere and people were joined, coming together, I went home and God spoke to me and said, that stuff that you've been writing, that stuff that I have been giving to you, I want you to write a mission statement and a vision statement. And so it was and then he gave me the name of a ministry. So while AEN were coming together, God gave me the name of the ministry that I currently have, a men's ministry. He gave me the vision and the mission statement. It was all unfolded to me, but over months he was giving me statements. But when I came into that atmosphere of AEN and what was going on there, God said, this is why I've been unfolding all that stuff to you. Now go write it down. And then I came back the next day after I had typed it up and I showed it to the apostle. I took it right to Apostle Charnette. You know, I couldn't wait to get into it. I mean, I was really excited. It was like a little kid coming to her and said, look what God did. And so she was like, God just gave you that? Like, well, I put it together, but he's been giving it to me. And then she says, go show it to the prophet, you know, the ambassador prophet. And I took it to him, and he read it. And then we took it to the altar, and we prayed about it. You know, we laid it, we went into the room where prophetic songs had been going on, prophetic soaking had been going on, and we went into that room and we laid it on the altar. And then, so that was the start of my ministry in July of 2011, but it started with AEN. I'm just so honored to, again, to be a candidate and also to be asked to come on and speak to y'all on this night about counsel, because, again, I went to school because of so much stuff that I was seeing, what I was experiencing in my own family. And God says, I called you to do something about that. I called you to do something about that. I was born during a time when the United States under JFK was changing the mental health system, even then, where they were keeping people locked up for an indefinite number of time. And JFK was changing that time. He was changing how people was being treated in the mental health system. And I was born during a time when this change was occurring. So that I know, and even today, nationally, Mental Health Month is in May, and I was born May 1st. So I know that God had called me and he birthed me to do something in this time. And so several years ago, God spoke to me and he said, I have called you to change the way the mental health system is operating right now. He says, I have raised you up for such a time as this to change the way that the mental health system is currently. And then I listened to some women that's in healing and deliverance, and they spoke the same words that God has spoken to me. I'm watching. They all the way in California. I'm watching live. And they said the same thing. The mental health system as we know today is being dismantled, and God is raising up people to change the way the mental health system is being done. So when I talk about prophetic counseling and I talk about the call that's on my life, I know that God has position me at such a time as this to help equip other people to come alongside of me and do something that God has appointed me and he has anointed me and he chose me. I didn't choose him. He chose me. And he said, I chose you to produce fruit that will last. So that when you ask the Father anything in my name, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, it shall be done. And so this is the time that we're living in, that God is calling forth counselors, and especially prophetic counselors, people that will hear what he has to say, release that word to encourage, to edify, and to comfort other people, the New Testament prophets, but the people with a prophetic anointing that will listen, will hear what the Spirit is saying and speak it with authority and not back up of what God has called us to do. Because there ain't no time to be backing up now. I mean, if you want to faint, you should have fainted before now. But I'm saying don't faint now. I say don't faint now. I'm turning it back over to you, Prophet, before I preach too much more.
Amen. I want to read something out of your book, man, and just get your further thought on it. And then I also want to take a look at Psalms 32, verse 8. I will read it out of Passion Version. I also saw that in your book. And I want us to hear it, but I also want us to see it as a instruction for our lives, but also the instructor instructing us. So out of your book, it says, people are coming into counseling, hopefully for the purpose of obtaining help for what is keeping them in emotional, physical, and spiritual bondage. The prophetic allows the counselor to speak in ways that others have not, releasing a word and freeing the person from the thing or things that is holding them back from living life to the fullness. Many of us long to be free to live a life that is not limited and one that no longer hinders us from being all that we can be for God and our families. There have been and there are people who are waiting for you and I to break free and to help them break free in every area of their lives. That's true freedom. Once we can see abundant living at home, work, in our finances, community, church, and nations, then we will know we are wholly free and freely whole. Now is the time. Powerful man of God, just excavate that a little more if you don't mind. But it kind of sums up for itself.
Yeah, I'm sitting up here like, who wrote that? I'm
that is in your book.
Yeah, hold on, you was reading it. I'm like, man, that's good. So so anyway, so the thing that I got started off the first sentence, it says, people are coming into counseling, hopefully for the purposes of obtaining help from what has been keeping them in bondage, you know, emotional, physical, and spiritual bondage. When I had read out of Proverbs 15 and 22, you know, without counsel, purposes are not fulfilled. You know, purposes are disappointed. Plans fail. So people are coming in looking. Many people come into counseling because they know, I've tried everything else. I have tried everything else. I had a client just put a testimony out on Facebook that said, you know, he rejected counsel. He rejected counsel for so many years. But when he came in for him and his wife, it just changed his life forever. And, you know, he didn't mention me by name, but, you know, he was saying, my counselor is the best. You know, so it was a humbling thing to know that I helped this young man, to know that I helped this young man. But God had told me years when he was a teenager that I was going to help him. Now here it is, he's 31 years old, but he was a teenager. God had told me that I was going to help him, right? So God sent that young man to me when he was ready. You know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And so this is what's going on right now in the world that we live in. It's, you know, that last sentence he said, now is the time. You know, that people are really hungry to get help. They're ready to receive help. You know, many of y'all know that you have brought people into the kingdom of God, you know, giving them the salvation prayer, and they was ready. They came in ready. When you met them, they was ready. They were just waiting for somebody to say, let me pray with you, and it just whopped. It was just that easy. And so that's the same way when people come into counseling. Many people that come into counseling that resisted, but then something happened, pressure on their lives, pressure in their families, just saying, I need some help, and let me go find some help. And so everybody that comes in, I have a number of people that come again that come to me because I'm a Christian counselor. I have a great number of people that come to me because I'm African-American male. I have a client that I just started working with, and his wife called because her husband, you know, she said he's ready for counsel. And so she looked for a African-American male, and I was that guy, you know. And so when I met with him, it was like we've been knowing each other for a long time. Our conversation was just natural because he came in, he was ready to be free. And so,
you know, You know what, Elder, as we sit here, man, I'm excited to even stir us up because I really believe that not that counseling can ever replace church as we know it, but I believe that counseling is going to be the new church, especially even within the African-American community. There was a time that there was a stigma attached to it, and so there was African-Americans, we don't get counseling, we ain't sitting on no couch, that was for crazy people. But now even that stigma has been lifted, and so now people are in crisis, people are hungry for truth, and I'm excited that my prayer is that we will begin, you know, even as an apostolic and prophetic people, we start getting ahead of the game, because there are going to be people who would never walk into church because of the stigma and because of church hurt and pain. But I believe that God is opening, the spirit of the counselor is opening hearts so that individual will walk through doors. And we want to be equipped prophetically. We want to be equipped apostolically so that we are giving godly counsel. We are giving the word of the Lord. We said this before. Paul wrote, he says, faith come by hearing and hearing a word from the Lord. And so at that time that Paul written that, not all of the New Testament was written. He had the Torah, but what word? So not just the Torah, the written word, but hearing a logos word. And I do believe, man, as you minister prophetically, as you operate in your gifting and your anointing, faith is coming to those individuals, because when they sit with you, they hear a word from the Lord. If you never opened the Torah or the written book, according to Paul, because you give a word from the Lord, whether that is an inspired word, a rhema word, faith comes. And not just faith prayerfully for salvation, but faith for godly living, faith for freedom, faith for deliverance. And so I believe it's very powerful for us, even for laborers of Christ, knowing that we operate in this double function. Our building, we talk about it being the church side and the community side, having sozo there so that people can receive, but understanding that there may be a remnant of people who will never come to our church side but always flood our community side, and we need to be equipped, prepared as an apostolic and prophetic people to have a word from the Lord, have the word for the Lord for them. We have 3 minutes. I do want to read Psalms 32:8-9. Listen to this. Just this scripture just flooded my heart, and so I pray it does yours as well. And so it's out of the Passion Version. It says, I hear the Lord saying, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the path for your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. So don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn. When I take you where you've not been before, don't make me tug you and pull you along. Just come with me. Oh, man, that's such a good word. That is such a good counseling word. That is such a good enlightening and instructing word. And I'm just going to read that word for you again. I'm declaring that word over you prophetically. I'm speaking that word in your spirit. And it says, I hear the Lord saying, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the path for your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. So don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn. When I take you where you've never been before, don't make me tug you and pull you along. Just come with me. You know, I pray that over us, and that I pray that becomes our confession, that becomes the place that we yield. We're not going to make this season difficult. We won't be stubborn. We're going to trust that he's taken us where we've never been before, and we're just going to come. Amen. Allow the counseling spirit of God guide you, navigate you, instruct you along this path, because you are paving the way. When you come, there's going to be others who's going to come along the side or follow that step, as you are the light, not getting to the end of the tunnel. You're the light in the tunnel. And you would then also have to instruct and guide others along the path. You have to lead them forth with your eyes as their guide. And that is that discipleship. That is that walking individuals through their process. That is not giving in to the quick fix, but making a commitment for the long haul. And you're not going to have to tug, because he is with you. And so we do pray that you are enjoying this. We will continue this series. We will continue to talk about prophetic through counseling. We will continue to even look at Elder Carter's book and just begin to pull some things from there, and pray that you are being blessed by the word of the Lord. Elder Carter, any last minute thoughts or comments?
Wow, that last verse was just so powerful. Man, that just, man. I'm just honored to be with you all and to learn like you are. So it's always an honor and a privilege to be among Labor for Christ, AEN. For real, it really is an honor and a privilege. And I'm not just saying that, as Overseer was saying earlier, I'm not just saying that. That's for real. So that's all.
Amen. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you. I pray that you all have been blessed. I challenge you to meditate on Psalms 32, 8 through 9. I read it out of the Passion Version. The Lord say, I will stay close to you. Someone needs to hear that in the midst of this crisis, in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of a lot that's going on for us emotionally in our own personal lives, within what's around us, whatever emotions are being stirred up as a result of what your eye gate has been seeing, your ear gate has been hearing. Know that the Lord is saying, I will stay close to you. I will instruct and guide you along the path for your life. God is not forgotten. He has a awesome plan for you. And you know it, but it's also time for you, according to that proverb verse, you not just need to listen, you need to hear it and receive it. It is a good plan to give you a hope in a future to bring you to and expect it in the midst of this all. And he says, I lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. The eyes of the Lord is guiding you to the place that he has purposed and ordained and promised for you. Again, this is our June celebration month. I pray that you are excited, Labors for Christ, as we celebrate 13 years as an apostolic house, 23 years as a church, and celebrating 33 years in ministry, our very own Apostle Dr. Shawnette. Amen. And so we encourage you to come each Sunday ready to celebrate and ready to receive the instructions of the Lord. Let's celebrate on our land. It took 23 years, but God did it. Amen. And
yeah,
he did it miraculously. He did it powerfully. He did it phenomenally. He did it only like he could. And so we do celebrate that. So for those of you who are on a phone, happy anniversary to you. And
amen.
We appreciate you. Any last minute instructions, announcements, Overseer?
Yes, there is the meeting. That's 10 o'clock on Saturday, second Saturday. And I encourage people to be a part of it, because with the teaching on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, it culminates in the hearts of individuals. And on Saturday, we come together to let it unfold in the plan and the strategy for the conferences and for the experiences that the Lord wants this ministry to carry the individuals that partake of our ministry to.
So it is a building up of all of this knowledge, of this counseling, understanding the counseling and the mentoring and the coaching and the prophetic and the apostolic. And I love it what Elder shared this evening. You have to hear the voice of God and allow it to settle in, not just hear it with your ears, but hear it with your understanding, and he will give you those trailblazing, creative, innovative ways of bringing his love to the people, to the community. So I do encourage people to be a part of that planning, to be a part of that unfolding of the strategy that God has already put in the hearts of his people. He has built it in. That's what the elder was sharing tonight. It was in him. But he had to train himself to listen, to hear, and then to act on what he heard without hearing the voices that would be chattering in his ears that weren't in harmony with that which the Lord was shared to. So we are going to have that meeting on Saturday. I encourage people to be a part of it. It will be via Blog Talk Radio, the same station that you're on now at 10 o'clock. You don't even have to leave your home, but be a part and come to the meeting with what God has given, the vision he's given you for us going forward in the fall. This is our Global Communion Sunday, Global Communion, Global Community Communion Sunday. And so let us prepare our hearts to receive the holy sacrament of the blood and to remember why, as well as to receive the anointing that must be on our ears so that we hear him in this season. And so other than that, in CCTI, and those that have not been a part of CCTI, you've missed it, and you need to either go or see Elder Sharita and get the backup information from it, because it is pivotal in God being able to use his people for what's to come, and it's coming fast and furious. And so I thank the anointing and the heart of those that will come and labor with us on Blog Talk Radio, in the ministries, on the phones, and in all of the various vehicles that the Lord, you have allowed the Lord to use you to impact the kingdom. And so I do thank everybody, and I do pray that you will be cognizant of those things that the ministry is doing and support them with a whole surrendered, unified heart. That's all, Prophet.
All right. God bless you all. We'll hear you Saturday, see you Sunday, and enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Love you.
Amen.
Open her mouth.